Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Mustard Toast On Air, your go show for all things Toastmasters in the greater Wellington region. Whether you are looking for inspiration or just a good story, tune in and discover the vibrant voices of our community. Hello, my name is Geraldine, and I've got the pleasure to introduce our first episode of Mustard Toast On Air. And today I've got also the pleasure of welcoming Wayne Buck. Wayne Buck, who's been on the journey, on a Toastmaster journey for quite a while, but he's going to tell us more about it. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Geraldine. It's a pleasure to be here today.
How long have you actually been with Toastmasters?
I've been with this Toastmasters Wairarapa Club since August 2020, so it's just a smidge over 4 years. But I do want to reveal a secret that nobody knows in the club yet.
Ooh. Mm. Tell us more.
Do you want to know what that was?
Of course I do.
I was a Toastmaster 40 years ago, would you believe? And I was quite young at the time.
I was going to say, you just don't look old enough.
What happened was, I thought that I would achieve my goals, go into the club, achieve my goals. Once I'd achieved them, I left the club. Now I know a lot more. I'm older, wiser, and I have different reasons for being here in the club as a Toastmaster.
Oh, yes. And do you want to tell us more? Why are you there then? Why did you join again?
It's fascinating because I have been thinking about this coming here tonight. I moved from Wellington, the big city, into a small town, Carterton. I wanted to make some fast friends. And so I thought, I know enough about Toastmasters, so I joined the local Toastmaster Club. And I met some amazing people, and that's why I initially joined, was to make some friends. And that's what happened. From the city into the rural town where most people know each other, and made some quick social gains by joining the local Toastmaster Club, which I really love. But my reason for being in the club has morphed. It's changed over the years. Initially it was to socialise, but I've been thinking that most people's goals change over time. Mine have as well. And it's healthy, I think, to reassess what you're going for. And now I'm in the club because I want to help other people. I have a business, it's a consulting business, and that is partly about mentoring and helping people to become successful in their business. And so Toastmasters closely aligns with my personal values and my business goals. So it is a match that is in close alignment with each other. So that's why I'm a member now. Yeah.
Yes, because sometimes Toastmasters, people think it's all about public speaking. But from what I hear and from what I've experienced, it's a bit more than that, isn't it?
that is a very interesting point. What is the value of being in Toastmasters? I have a few thoughts on that. I guess most people think Toastmasters, public speaking, that is, of course, a part of it. But to me, it's about connection. I have some higher falutin values about this. It's about connection and the magic that happens when you connect with your audience. If there was a great speech, there can be, I guess, in the room, an increased mutual potential that transcends the normal communication that we may have in the day-to-day into a space where perhaps new things are possible, where new thinking is possible, and where I think positive change can be made. And imagine, just imagine being in a club where you could learn how to do that. But to me, it's much more than that. As I said before, I work in my own business in an office, and I really value the social connection when I go to a Toastmasters club. Hmm. We talk about all sorts of things in the coffee breaks beforehand and outside, in club meetings and business and what have you. So an important part of that is that I learnt part way through being a member that each speech that's given, it reveals something about each other.
Mm.
We know each other really well. After a while, you can know things about other members that even their own family may not know.
That's true.
It is quite weird. That creates a special bond that you don't get anywhere else. A depth, I think, of connection that I really value. And it's so rare in today's disconnected society. I've got two more things that I would like to mention. Toastmasters, one of the gifts of Toastmasters is that we evaluate each other. We give each other quality feedback. And it's done in a kind and encouraging way. So you want to learn the lesson and do it better next time. So to evaluate someone else, that involves developing your analytical thinking. It's like a muscle. You need to exercise it for it to grow. In fact, a lot like public speaking, and I liken it to being an airline pilot. The more flight time you have under your belt, the better the pilot through experience. And that's similar to public speaking. It's experiential learning. You have to know what it feels like to be standing there with your heart pumping, the nerves going, you could be breaking out into a little sweat. But you get butterflies to fly in alignment. To feel all of that and to overcome them, to find out what works and what doesn't, that's a part of the learning that you can't explain unless you're actually doing it. One more thing is that one of the lesser known aspects of Toastmasters is the leadership aspect. It's a volunteer organisation, and it takes a different set of skills to lead volunteers. If you can master that, if you can motivate and encourage others into action, if you can take those skills into any other organisation, you'll generally be successful. You see, everyone wants to be valued and heard, to have a purpose and to be useful to others. Being, say, the president of the club, that can help you learn those skills. And hey, look, Toastmasters is a large international organisation, roughly 1.5 million people. Oh, 1.5 million and one, someone just joined. The potential to increase your level of desired leadership is almost limitless within Toastmasters.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It resonates with my experience of Toastmasters so far. I haven't got as many years as you do, but definitely you learn so much more than just public speaking. It is about social interaction and improving your interaction with people and thinking on your feet. That's one good one. I like that. And leading people, like being in a leadership. Everybody has the potential of leading something when they come to Toastmasters, because every meeting has got, everyone has a role. So that's awesome. Thank you for that, Wayne.
I'm glad you brought that up about the thinking on your feet, because in reality, in a life, you don't get to rehearse what happens.
That's right.
So the ability to respond rather than react in a blubbering, stumbling way, to respond with purpose, to respond with a structure that people can understand, that is a skill that is worth learning in my books, because that is the reality of life in the real world, in the corporate world, when you're asked, what's your opinion? And you have to have one. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the scariest things for me when I go to Toastmasters is the table topic, which is the bit where you have to think of your feet. And most of us kind of try and shy away from it. But actually, when you get to do it, after a while, you kind of have a rhythm, have a structure that's automatically, it's almost like you said, you have to be going regularly and, you know, gain that confidence with time, and it's almost your brain gets into a gear.
That's right. It's very much aligned with self-confidence. So you can learn to change a no into a yes. That's a big one. So many people say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll shy away from it. I will avoid it. I could be at harm. And so our subconscious brain tends to avoid situations where we need to speak in public to others. But if we can turn that around, let's say we turn that around into a yes, how do we feel? What's our self-esteem? Where does that go? And it becomes greater. Our whole lives are expanded when we can confidently respond or give a speech, no matter how short, in public. One of the most heartwarming things that's happened to me because of learning Toastmasters speech has actually happened outside of Toastmasters.
Oh yeah.
There were two things that happened that I specifically remember. One of them was to do with the Masterton Food Bank. The people at Masterton Food who work there are volunteers. Now, the people who come to get their food, they possibly don't see the people there as volunteers doing their public good. And they were subject to quite some abuse when the food someone wanted was not available because it hadn't been donated. They suffered abuse and they didn't know how to respond to that. So we were called up as a club to come and train those people how to respond in a loving, positive way, how to hold their posture, because it's to do with the body language as well, how to hold their posture and be firm inside their own authority and tell people the actual truth about what was going on without prevaricating, without shrinking, without running away, and without becoming angry, which tends to escalate the situation. That was a very heartwarming thing to do, and I really valued the ability and the experience in doing that. Hopefully they got something positive from that. That was only possible because they came to our local Toastmasters club. One of the other things was to do with, and this is a more of a personal thing. A friend of mine was killed in a horrific car accident. And he was related to some of our best friends. They were too emotionally unavailable, too upset. They knew they could not have gone through a speech. They wrote the speech. I did three speeches from the family members at the funeral. And I felt so, it was very emotional, but I was able to be professional enough in delivering their beautifully written speeches to give the proper send-off to this much-loved young man whose life was tragically ended. Toastmasters training and skills enabled me to do that, and I'll always be grateful for Toastmasters for that happening.
Yeah, that's these are two awesome testimonials, Wayne, and thank you for sharing the second story, which can be, you know, obviously bringing some emotions back on the platform here. But thanks you for sharing. Yes, was there any other moments in the Toastmasters time? Was there any funny moments? I'm sure there were.
Well, there's so many wonderful moments that I've had within Toastmasters. Too many to choose from, but I can think of a couple. But I wanted to say that in general, Toastmasters is about honouring and recognising success. I've been in the corporate world and in the government so many years where you rapidly pivot from one project to another with mounting stress and little reward. It's like you're grinding away at the wheel without any satisfaction. And it is so soul-destroying to do that. Not so with Toastmasters. This is one of the reasons why I absolutely love Toastmasters. You get recognised for the things you do. During COVID, this is more of a subtle one, but during COVID I was the club president then. It was a difficult time, as everyone I'm sure remembers and or maybe wants to forget. We had to negotiate a variety of different ways where members wanted to handle the meeting of people clustering in one room during the pandemic. And this raised a lot of fears within people, some of them irrational fears. So I had to make a choice. And I chose love over fear. We continued the meeting, and we were inclusive of people and meeting people's different beliefs. This involved many, many offline conversations ahead with all the members to keep people feeling safe and included.
Mm.
So it was a personal, it was what one person said to me afterwards, after COVID had finished. And I was told that I led the club well during that difficult time. So that unsolicited feedback, that meant a lot to me, and I'll always think back that that was one of the most heartwarming things that anyone has said to me, because it was a difficult time and we had to make choices. Luckily I made the right ones, I thought.
Fantastic.
The other one is I loved this one. So, as I mentioned before, I changed one of the reasons I had for joining Toastmasters into helping others. Toastmasters, fortunately, has some really useful ways of doing that. There's coaching and there's mentoring and there's structured ways within Toastmasters to teach us how to do that, and to give us plenty of opportunities to do that. So there was a young fella, a bit like an unpolished diamond in the rough, when I met him, called Braden Crocker. Now this guy was a bit of a farmer, a bit of a fireman, and a bit of a prankster. So he decided to go into a humorous speech competition. And he won it at our club level. And then he said, Wayne, I wanna win another one. So the next area in Toastmasters, you go from club, then it's area, and then it's division, and then it's district. So I agreed to be his coach and mentor during this process. And it was hours going over each aspect of the speech, the body language, keeping everything on point, practicing, videotaping it. Videotaping is an old... I'm showing my age here. Videotapes don't exist anymore, do they? Recording it on my phone in digital form. So this is what happened. And he won the area contest. Then Braden won. He triumphed in the divisional contest. He gave a brilliant version of a humorous speech. And then when you finished that, came the nervy wait to the district, which was the highest honour that a humour speech contestant could achieve in our club. So the day came, and Braden absolutely nailed the speech. But you never know, the level of speaking was very, very high. Anything can happen. Some of the judging's... it's slightly subjective. How do you know how it's going to come out? So they announced third place. Then they announced second place. His name wasn't mentioned. I was hoping beyond hope. And then they announced the winner is Braden Crocker. And I yelled out a massive woohoo. I couldn't hold it in. And I felt I had a small part in his success. And I just remembered that, and I hold that dear to me. It was Braden's complete success, but I felt absolutely wonderful to be a part of that. And it was a great encouragement for me that I could, in fact, be a mentor. I could be a coach, and it worked out. So, yeah, they are the two moments I wanted to mention, yeah.
Of your Toastmaster times. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
It is an amazing feeling when you achieve in Toastmasters.
Yes.
It really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Wayne, I think this brings us to the end of our episode number one. Have you got anything else you'd like to add to anything that you've said, just briefly?
Very briefly. I feel impelled to say that Toastmasters has enhanced just about every part of my life. The members are amazing in the club. The process that Toastmasters had actually works. If you lack self-esteem, go to Toastmasters. If your shyness and lack of speaking skills are holding back your career or whatever you're doing, then go to Toastmasters. That's all. That's about it. I can't really say any more than that.
Yes. Sounds like it is an inclusive place where no one is going to be judging anyone. So it's a good place to feel safe and, you know, build those confidence skills.
That's right. You can experiment and make all your mistakes on stage at a Toastmasters club. It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
And learn how to do it even better in real life.
Fantastic. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for being here today on our episode one of Master Toast on Air.
You're very welcome.
Yes, thank you for coming today. So for our listeners, Toastmasters Warrapa is a community group based in the Warrapa in New Zealand, for those listeners that are far away listening to us. Members embark on an exciting journey to enhance their communication and leadership skills So whether you're looking to improve public speaking, just like Wayne said, or develop leadership abilities, or simply meet new people, Toastmasters offers a welcoming environment for everyone. So that now that you've had a taste of our Master Toast on Air, why don't you come and get a flavor of the endless opportunities that wait for you at our Toastmaster Warrapa Club. Just click on a Facebook page, on our Facebook page, which is Toastmaster Warrapa. Thank you. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you.